Any of the show, you can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a Thursday. For Chris, it's Friday. He's gone Friday and Monday. Pete and I will be here, ready to go. Still 2 hours here today. Phone number 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Also the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. Follow me at Craig ESPN and Pete Shepherd at PShep326.
Someone says, Big Quinn says, you have to love Kurt Russell, Big Trouble in Little China. That's not too bad. And Tango and Cash for good movies. I don't care what you say, Pete. Tango and Cash with Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone. If I was halfway through a good buzz on a Sunday night, maybe I'd watch it. But I've never seen it in a movie theater. And I don't hate it, but I wouldn't see it again. That's not a great movie.
No. I like them in Guardians of the Galaxy, the second one.
But Teacher's Own, yeah.
That was good. All right. I'm going to get to this question in a moment. We got to do an update. We got the bubble report coming up as well. Catholic Farter texted in. All right, now that we are shaping up the new college football schedule, and it looks like conference only or conference plus one, are any of you going to change your picks for the four teams in the playoffs if it is just four teams? Chris, I think this immediately speaks to you. You can take Southern Cal, burn it, and get it out of the mix.
I think with the change in the schedule this year, coronavirus and all, USC, probably not in the cards for them. So that'd be the one that I'd probably go back on. But everything else I'm going to hold real firm next to.
Or maybe, do you think, is a possibility it could help you? Because if they all go to one division, say the Power Fives.
Right.
No.
And the Pac-12 hasn't said they're doing that yet either. They're going all conference, but they haven't said about one division yet. But would that help you, Chris? Only because if the situation remains at only four playoff teams.
Now, which Southern Cal needed that Alabama game to make a statement.
If I'm going to have if the door's ajar for me to get out of this room, I'm going to get out of this room. And if I'm proven wrong in leaving the room, so be it. I'll be fine with that. I'll take the heat. But if I can get out of my USC prediction, I would love that, actually.
Did I even go on the record?
No.
Did I weasel out of that?
Nobody's gone on the record
just
except
you.
Pete.
I have.
Pete's given his four.
And you have two?
I've given my one.
You just said Southern Cal?
I just said Southern Cal is going to make the playoffs, which, again, that was before coronavirus,
and
so I feel like I can go back from that now.
Who are Pete's final four in college football?
I didn't give my championship games yet.
That's all right.
Pete's
time.
Final four, again, this was on January 14th, 5:08.
Oh, good Lord, January.
Clemson, yeah. Alabama, Florida, Ohio State.
Okay.
Great shot. Now, there is a possibility. Chris and I have already gone. No, I'm going to go over it again because we have a new audience at 4 o'clock. But the SEC, hopefully by the time we get off in a couple hours, is going to come to the conclusion that they're going to follow the same format as the ACC. But I went over earlier, and I want to do it again, some of the games projected to be added to the SEC, which will affect everybody's Final Four, I would imagine.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing that right now, actually.
Yeah, let's do it.
Go ahead.
Should we do the list music again?
The list. Let's bring it up. Again, these are games that could be added with this new format. What?
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, dang it. What is wrong with me today?
Oh, you got the rundown.
This is 2 out of 3 hours I have forgotten.
And then, I'm here.
It's like Chris has gone on vacation already.
Tomorrow we'll have the rundown.
Yeah, you got to do it tomorrow. I won't be here to remind you.
Right, I know. I know. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
Round one of the WGC FedEx St. Jude's Invitational underway. Three-way tie atop the leaderboard. Sung Kang, Bryson DeChambeau, and Brendan Todd all at 5-under par. Ricky and Brooks Koepka in a group of three. Tied for fourth, one back there. The NBA tips off the resumption of the season tonight in the bubble. 6:30 TNT, Pelicans take on the Jazz. Zion Williamson is a game-time decision. 8:30 on 99.3 ESPN, we're going to have coverage of the Clippers and Lakers. AD expected to play.
That's a hell of a leaderboard you got there on the golf, St. Jude.
Solid, right?
Somebody just hit their shot, and he got a blister. The club fell right out of his hands. Who is that?
John Rahm.
John Rahm. Watch this.
All right, we're going to do replay.
There's a par three. All he right. goes, he's swinging.
We're just a couple seconds behind you. I'm watching the slow motion backswing. He swings, and the club followed through. And he just threw it.
No. He immediately grabbed his hand afterwards, like he got an instant blister or something. But he did. He immediately grabbed his hand. They didn't show it.
You're not looking at it now. In fact, he's still carrying his club down the fairway. I hadn't given it to his caddy yet.
He's going to throw it in the pond.
Rombo.
Yeah.
All right. So if we could have the list music again, we went over this at 2 o'clock. But this is, I think, it's definitely worth repeating. If we see that the SEC follows the ACC format, which is conference only with a and possibly, I think it's going to be a plus. I think they're going to have a plus one. But these are some of the games projected to be added to the SEC just within conference.
All right.
And now, a list.
Missouri versus Auburn. Alabama versus Vanderbilt. Arkansas versus Georgia. Tennessee versus Ole Miss. Kentucky versus LSU. Florida versus Texas A&M. Auburn versus South Carolina, Georgia versus Mississippi State, LSU versus Tennessee, and Alabama versus Florida. Wow. Which I think there is a possibility that those teams could meet not only once, not twice, but thrice.
You guys.
Possibly.
You guys just keep beating that. Three times.
I'm not beating a dead horse.
I don't like the replay. Now you got three peats. It's crazy. Crazy talk.
It's not crazy under this scenario. If they go one division, it's not crazy. If both Alabama and Florida beat each other one time in the regular season and another time in the SEC championship, and it's close, no matter one over the other, doesn't matter who wins when, there is a great chance that if they're both 10-1, they're both getting to the college football playoff. You deny that?
Yes, because
it's just I still can't quite wrap my head around Craig not wanting to see good football if it means
exactly
the teams have already played before. Like if somehow Peyton Manning and Tom Brady play in the regular season, you don't want to see that in the postseason because we saw that already. Doesn't matter when it was played, we already saw that game. Let's just get to the end. Let's get to the finish line. We want to see our all that stuff.
I got a great idea. Let's just have Alabama and Georgia play 10 times. Because you got that would make you guys happy.
Florida and Georgia.
Look,
if you want to play
10 times.
If you want to have some sort of relegation battle every year within college football,
yeah.
I'd be for that. Instead of SEC West, SEC East, top half of the SEC, bottom half of the SEC. I'd be fine with that.
But Craig, do you deny? I'm serious. If they go one division like the ACC, mm-hmm. I'm not saying they go. But if they do. Do you deny that if Alabama beats Florida by 3 in the regular season, Florida beats Alabama, they're the top two teams, beats them in the championship by 3.
Mm-hmm.
They both are 10-1, whatever it is. They both have the same identical record. They both beat each other once by 3.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think there's a possibility that both of them, if they keep it at 4, which mm-hmm. is why they won't, but if they keep it at 4, you don't think it could be Alabama, Florida, Clemson, Ohio State?
So you are telling me that the SEC championship game, means nothing?
No.
Waiting it the same as the regular season matchup. I mean, if they're going to split hairs and they got to eliminate one eventually to get 4 in the playoffs, that champion, under your scenario, that championship game's got to count for something.
If their winning percentages are very similar, if they're both 10-1, and I don't know, and one team doesn't blow out the other team in any game or something like that. And I don't know how you can't see how it can happen. It absolutely
would count.
Can happen.
It would count.
It should count more than the regular season matchup.
If Florida beats Alabama in the regular season and then they meet again in Atlanta for the SEC championship game,
mm-hmm.
it means a lot to Alabama. Alabama has to win that game.
Yeah.
If they don't win that game, they're not getting in.
Whoever wins, it moves on. How hard is that to understand? Whoever wins the championship game under that scenario would move on to
it's not about that game being a playoff game. It's about getting the best 4 teams in, Craig. It's like you for some reason cannot admit that 2 of the 4 best teams can't come from the same region of the country.
It's infuriating sometimes that
you think that just because you win the Pac-12 you're more deserving to get into a playoff than somebody playing in a real conference. It makes no sense.
there's a good chance that Alabama and Florida, one of those will have one loss going into the SEC championship. The other undefeated, the one with one loss. Pick whoever you want. And both ranked number one and number two right there. And they play each other as number one and number two in the SEC championship. Now, the team, I agree with Chris, the team with the one loss, if you lose again, is not going to, probably not going to make it.
That's all I said, right?
Well, no one said anything about two losses. That has never
happened.
No, you
said it was meaningless, and it's not meaningless.
It's not meaningless.
The way you guys have it, you just, okay, you guys play in the regular season, replay the game again in the conference championship, and then replay the game again in one of the final four.
If it got split.
Because one of those teams wouldn't have a loss yet. And if the team that didn't have a loss loses in the SEC championship, they drop from one to two probably, maybe three. And then they're still going to get in.
They won't get in, though. That won't happen.
What do you mean they won't get
in?
That's
your dream scenario.
They won't still get in.
That won't happen. The committee won't let that happen. They won't let it happen.
What do you mean they won't let it happen?
They're only playing 10 games. They're not going to let a team play each other three times.
No, they're gonna
they
play,
just won't
well,
do
well,
it.
Well, I think they're going to play 11. But we're talking about percentages and winning percentage in the conference, which really is all that it's all that matters here. And you can't tell me that if Florida is if Alabama's undefeated at 11-0 and Florida is 10-1 and they meet in the championship in the SEC and Florida beats Alabama and they're ranked 1-2 in the country, which they probably would be if that were the records. I would imagine they would. I can't imagine them not being 1-2.
That's an assumption on
your part.
They're both going in.
They're both getting there.
Top five matchup. Maybe not 1-2. Maybe Ohio State runs the table. Maybe Oregon runs the table. Oklahoma, whatever.
You guys are completely forgetting about everybody else.
Hold on. I'm not. I'm just making the case.
No,
I'm saying let's say it's a top five matchup, right? Alabama and Georgia a few years ago.
Yeah, one versus four. Yeah.
I think it's very plausible to think if Georgia wins that game, the fourth-ranked team in the country, giving Alabama their first loss, both teams get into the playoff.
Yeah.
I think it's very possible. It's not far-fetched at all.
Like it's very far-fetched. It won't happen. Every year I say this won't happen, and every year I'm right because it doesn't happen. You guys forget that we got a season to play. Let it play out. You guys want to deem the champion in August every year.
We're trying to get you to come out. Well, of course we have to let it play out. But I got to tell you something else.
If this shapes up for the SEC, I think it's bad news for the Florida Gators. You're telling me they got to beat both A&M and Alabama now in addition to the regular schedule? That's a tall tale right there to do. I mean, that's tough.
No, absolutely. There's no question about it. And A&M is ranked in the top 10 in most preseason polls, too. Yeah, I'm not saying it's going to be it's easy. I'm saying it's very possible that there'll be a one-loss Alabama team or a one-loss Florida team and an undefeated Florida team or an undefeated Alabama team. They meet in the SEC championship game. The team with the one loss wins, sending both teams to the college football playoff. Yeah. I think that's very possible.
And back to our original point on this conversation, if the Pac-12 can't play anybody outside their own conference, then they're screwed. They're insignificant. Because, look, Southern Cal needed the Alabama game. Was it Oregon, Ohio State? And I think Washington was going to play Michigan. They need those games. Yeah. They need those games. And they're gone. So the Pac-12 is not part of this equation at all. I don't care if you run the table in the Pac-12. You're not getting in. Sorry.
Larry Scott might have something to say about that.
You guys say that every year. Larry Scott doesn't know jack squat. He has no power, and he's like a former tennis player.
I don't say that every year.
The Pac-12 has power. The Pac-12 has power. They have power.
How do they have power, Pete? I haven't seen it. Frankly, I haven't seen it.
Because they haven't had an undefeated team in a while. They've had a couple of, you know, Utah, Oregon last year in the championship game. They both had one losses already. I mean, they've had some good teams. They haven't had really any great teams yet. There hasn't been an argument, really, for a team the last, when's the last Pac-12 team that got into the playoff? Washington.
When they lost to Alabama.
And they got killed.
Yeah, it wasn't close.
When was that?
Four years ago?
I think it was 4 years ago. It's been a while. I think they're 0 for the last
three. It might
be
longer than four.
Yeah. They got no.
So, I mean, they haven't had. If Utah runs the table or USC, if USC runs the table and they're undefeated, okay, yeah, they'll have some sort of an argument. No question about it. But could they get shut out of it? Yeah. They could get shut out of it. But Larry Scott does have power.
And how dare you?
Wait a minute. Under your scenario, you got two SEC, two of the four already smoking. There's no way the Pac-12 gets in this year, not playing anybody else for the other two spots.
Probably not.
I bet my salary on it.
Probably not. But now, but maybe I think.
And then you got to throw in Ohio State and Clemson. There's no room for the Pac-12. None.
Clemson. And you know, everybody's assuming Ohio State, Clemson, just going to coast in.
Well,
I haven't seen any dip in the Ohio State program. They continue to recruit the top two. I don't see Ohio State going backwards unless
Clemson's home
games.
Clemson's home games: Boston College, Miami, Pitt, NC State, Virginia. They travel to Florida State, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, Wake Forest. Now them traveling to Notre now that's going to be interesting to see when the schedule comes out because that's what I'm waiting to see. Because I hope they play Miami at the end of the season, and not the beginning. And the same for Notre Dame, only because it will create more chaos. And Florida State, for that matter, too. So I think Florida State is going to get better and better as the season goes on. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see Clemson play those three games later rather than early.
Catholic Farter, how is the Pac-12 only playing itself bad? How is it any different than Ohio State just blowing through an awful Big Ten? That's a ridiculous comment. I love you, Catholic Farter. You're a regular participant to the show, but the Big Ten is pretty good. I mean, any given year, Wisconsin and Minnesota this year is good. Penn State. I don't think you can make that same argument.
All right. Looks like we got some breaking news out of college football. This is from AL.com. Southeastern Conference is moving to a 10-game conference SEC schedule. Sources
Bingo.
Told AL.com an official announcement is expected to be made at 3:45 Central. So that's in 25 minutes here. This will mean
No plus one.
This will move to a 10-game conference-only schedule, eliminating non-marquee conference games like LSU, Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Auburn, North Carolina.
It's also going to eliminate Florida State,
South
Louisville,
Carolina,
Kentucky,
Clemson.
South Carolina, Clemson,
yep.
and Georgia Tech. Gone.
Yep. So that's...
I would like a statement from the ACC that yesterday said that we're doing a 10+1 to include the SEC games.
Well, they didn't say specifically include the SEC games. It was written so all of those rivalry games, those natural in-state rivalry games, can be played. But
I'm surprised at this a little bit.
I am too.
But
although the SEC can do whatever they want, they don't need to risk themselves to losses
and
against the conference rivals out of the conference.
Part of this is the league is going to move the start of the season back to September 26th. The SEC championship game will be played on December 19th, about 2 weeks later than when it should have been played.
All right. Yeah, this is so they don't have to play these other schools and risk in a finite amount of games. You've got 10 games.
No.
They don't want to risk getting tripped up in a rivalry, losing their rankings at the end of the year.
Well, the other one thing also that does is create significant college football into late December, which normally we're sitting there watching, the crappy bowls during that time. So now this is pretty significant. We're going to get interesting college football right before Christmas, which is great.
Yeah.
But I'm a little surprised that it's 4:20, so I don't want to go into it anymore afterwards. We'll get more.
Yes. You were not ready.
Well, no, it's the bubble thing.
It's 4:20!
No, he was talking to me.
Hey, man, here's a bubble update.
Whoa, smoky.
All right, dudes, got a bubble update. Thought there'd be a lot more, to be honest.
I was having to work hard for this.
So did Rachel Nichols.
Oh, yeah?
She did a whole piece on ESPN about mail being distributed.
Wow.
Seriously.
Stay tuned.
But Craig, you'll like this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
The NBA bought roughly 50,000 containers of Lysol wipes to sanitize the bubble.
That's why I can't find any when I go to Publix.
Crazy, man.
Got plenty of them here.
Anthony Davis, he's wearing goggles now. LeBron called him Anthony Jabbar Davis. Shouldn't it be Kareem A.D. Jabbar?
I don't know.
And Troy Daniels is clutch. He beat Monty Morris in bowling. Just like the dude. That's life in the bubble.
Life in the bubble. Nice job, Chris. Those have been solid all week. I enjoy them. But you're saying you are having to work hard to find. You thought there'd be more
it
bubble information.
It probably takes up the most time of my day.
Really?
Out of Sound Street, Wikipedia, the bubble report, getting ready for the show. That probably takes up the most time.
Really? Wow. That's surprising.
Maybe
now that the season starts, maybe there'll be more.
I'm thinking it'll actually die down a little bit now.
Are you telling me that there's a risk that the bubble report may end?
I was expecting fishing stories. I was expecting a lot, and I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it.
Well, the Ross Dellinger at Sports Illustrated, too, and we can talk about this when we come back, or I can go over it now, whatever. Through uncertainty, the two additional SEC games could be the next two in each team's rotation. If that is the case, Alabama would play Florida and Vanderbilt. That would be on there. That would be next for them.
Okay.
Florida's would be Alabama and Texas A&M. Like we said, everything we basically said earlier would come to fruition
I
here.
I think Florida's schedule
has
got a lot harder.
Yes.
I don't look at this as good news for the Gators for a couple of reasons. But anyway. All right, we'll continue this. 239-337 ESPN, your reaction to that. 239-337-3776. Don't forget, 99.3 ESPN continues coverage of the Boston Red Sox Saturday when the Red Sox take on the Yankees. Coverage starts at 6:15. Red Sox coverage in Southwest Florida brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Don't forget Wikipedia coming up. Do some NBA trivia because the NBA resumes action tonight. Coming up, a little more breaking news regarding the Big 12. We are in the middle of a developing story with the SEC schedule, and then also how it may apply to the ACC. But real quick, since we just came out of the 420 bubble report, Chris, and you suggested it is difficult putting it together, not as much information going on as you think. I think people are clamoring for it to continue because we're getting a lot of suggestions on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Like Beast Mode is volunteering to assist you with it.
He is, send him in.
Well, Beast Mode may be doing the 420 because later on he said, hey, did you guys talk about the ACC schedule drop yesterday? I mean, that's like a day. It seems like a year ago. And of course we did. Also, let's see here. There were a couple more. Anyways, just some people suggesting maybe do it Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I like 239's suggestion. Do it Friday.
See, I like features that are daily.
But I do too.
I know they're a lot of work, especially if nothing's going on.
And well, now that more sports are about to happen, you may have more content, Chris.
I'm hoping because the idea when I started this was no on the court stuff. But what I'm realizing is there's going to have to be a little bit of that.
Well, one guy suggests you just give scores, not teams, just scores. That might work.
Even for golf. Even for golf, just go minus five.
Throw an MLS 400. Score in here and
sure.
there. It's its own bubble.
Nil-nil.
It's its own bubble.
Take your guess. All right, yesterday we reported that the Big 12 was going to stay the course and have its virtual media day starting Monday. Chris, what has happened there? That is blown up in their face.
It has been canceled. This is from Pat 40.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's very reliable. He's great.
Let's see. Where was the
Pat's tweet? Great.
Anyway, oh, here it is. They canceled the virtual media day scheduled for Monday, 3.5 hours after the league sent out instructions on how to access the event, 28 hours after announcing it.
So nobody knew how to dial it up.
Well, I don't know the answer to that question. I'm telling you that 3.5 hours ago, so 1 o'clock Eastern, the Big 12 sent out instructions on how to access their virtual media days. And by 4:30 Eastern, they were canceled.
That tells me an IT person's getting fired.
No, I think it tells me they were waiting to see what the SEC was going to do. And now they have to rethink things here. That's what I think.
Well, the Big 12's been kind of going to the beat of their own drum.
I think they wanted to see what the ACC and SEC were going to do. And now they're going to follow suit here. Mark my words, they're going to follow. I think you're going to have to. What is unfortunate, what has happened now, it's great for SEC fans because everything's going to be a conference games. Here are the games you lose. You lose Georgia Tech. You lose Florida State. You lose Kentucky, Louisville. You lose South Carolina, Clemson. You lose Tennessee, Oklahoma. You lose LSU, Texas. You lose Mississippi State, NC State, Ole Miss and Baylor, Arkansas, Notre Dame, Vandy, K-State, already canceled, we know, Auburn, North Carolina, Alabama, USC, Texas A&M, Colorado, Georgia, Virginia. And I'm going to throw this question at you guys real quick. Because South Carolina will not play Clemson, do you know the last time they didn't play was?
Like 1907.
1908. 1908.
Wow, Chris, you almost pulled that out of your ass.
Ought.
Ought. I like the ought.
1908. That really stinks.
That means they still played through World War II when everybody else was shutting down.
Wow.
That also means they played through the
Spanish
last
flu.
Pandemic in 1918 and 1919.
Can we call it the Spanish flu? That's what it was called, right?
Yeah, that's what it was called. Yeah.
The SEC is going to start on September 26th, a few weeks later. And then the championship game will be December 19th, which means the national championship game is scheduled for the 11th of January here in Miami. Right? So that what I'm saying is no more there's not going to be this month layoff anymore between, you know, championship games and just be a couple of weeks.
Well, I'll go back to my original question from this week. What's the bowl season shaping up?
Does that
matter? Do we still have it? I mean,
well, this impacts it. There's no question about it.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it.
Will we have the bowl season? It won't be a full bowl season. I wouldn't guess we'll have a full bowl season.
Some will be, I would believe, some probably are going to be eliminated, and certainly
might not be a bad thing.
Does anybody know, has anybody heard from any Fauci types out there that, let's say we have a vaccine by December 1, which I think is possible. How long does it take to produce and implement and get it to everybody? Is that like a 6-month process? Is that a 6-week process as we all go to our doctor's offices? I'm thinking ahead by the time, you know.
Oh, that's not a rhetorical question?
That was an actual question.
No, I have no clue.
Yeah.
No.
We're talking about things in January now, and in my mind, I'm thinking by January we got to have
worst case scenario, right?
Under control, right? And then maybe not. Right.
So ACC starts September 12th, Pac-12 September 19th, SEC September 26th, Big 12 TBA, the B1G TBA as well. ACC is 11 games, begins September 12th. Pac-12 conference only 10 games September 19th. SEC, 10 games only. It's the 26th. Big 10, same thing. Big 12.
The Big 12 can't play 10 games.
I mean,
they can play nine conference games.
Yeah.
That's true. We've
only got 10 in the conference.
Well,
so
maybe they'll have a plus one. Maybe they'll be the ones that have the
plus
one.
Who's left? If nobody else is doing the plus one, are we going to have a ACC Big 12 challenge one weekend or something?
Here's what I think may happen. Maybe the ACC doesn't have the plus one. Maybe they just say now that the SEC is, I think they were anticipating the SEC to go along with them and they haven't. And maybe it was a bad assumption on their part. Maybe they just eliminate the plus one. It's too much of a pain in the butt. Who's going to come? What are they going to get? Is BYU going to play everybody in the ACC? They need six. Honestly, they need seven. They need about four more opponents.
Is anybody startled at all that not one athletic director picked up the phone in the ACC to talk to a buddy in the SEC and say, hey, you still good with our plus one model? We're about ready to go public with it on today. Nobody did that.
I would think that, you know, I call them the heads of the five families in the Power Five conferences, that we'd all sort of be on the same page. You would think that would be the case, especially in the SEC and the ACC.
Guys,
I agree with you.
This is like the scene in The Godfather. Couldn't we have had all the heads come together and make a truce?
This is very simple. Four of the five families clearly broke off, and the ACC was left holding the bag. Four families.
And they were forced to take Notre Dame down their throat.
The SEC is without a doubt. That's Don Corleone. The other ones are always Barzini and Tattaglia and the rest of them. Stracci, the rest of them. They're all from the Godfather. They've always were second in command. So this is it. But
this is very easy. I mean, we're pinning everything on the ACC and those lunatics playing non-conference football.
Crazy. Well, you know who's really upset right now? You know who's walking around his office shaking his head?
Yeah.
It's Jim Harbaugh. He's seen all these games being canceled and rearranged, and he's like, we still got to play Ohio State. I mean, if this was the year that maybe we could put that off to the side, buy me some more time.
Play it opening day. Get the loss out of the way. For Michigan.
He doesn't need that all season. No.
The other thing I thought was interesting is during the break, Dellinger was on with Ross Dellinger from Sports Illustrated, one of the people that broke the story along with AL, was on the Finney. So I just listened to him. He was on for exactly the same amount of time that we were on break. So he brought one other interesting fact that he brought up was the group of five and the elimination of their games, which is about 1.5 million. And he brought up the fact that there is a rule that if conferences change the format for those bye games, they become null and void. Now, the question is, if they decide to go non-conference games again that are not group of five, they could be held, they could be litigated, they could be in court over this.
Yeah, but the force majeure clause on page 10, that gets them off.
Well, I'm just telling you what he said, that, you know, that if there's some kind of the bylaws in the NCAA or the whatever it is, that the conference changes format, the bye games become null and void, so they do not owe that. They can get out of that contract that way.
Yeah.
But if they decide to put out to schedule a non-conference game again that's not with a group of five, then there could be possible litigation along the way.
But you're talking for next year, right?
Yeah. I'm not right. talking. Yeah.
By the way, that reminds me, somebody, who did I read yesterday, is suggesting that the NBA is going to have to do a bubble next season as well.
Yes.
Michelle Roberts.
Was it Michelle Roberts?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about it. Okay, so this season ends in October, and the new one starts by Christmas, and we just did a scenario a minute ago where we're not sure we're out of this whole mess in December when the next year's season starts. But I don't think the NBA Players Union is going to want to go through this again.
But getting back to – no, I totally agree with you, Craig.
So does that mean next year's season is only a half season, and we don't start the NBA till like, I don't know, March? I mean, anything's happening. We're not anywhere near out of the woods on this deal.
No, not at all. Yeah. I'm still trying to wrap my head around what's going to happen with the ACC and this plus one. I think they're going to eliminate it.
Just like the Big 12 made their announcement and then had to retract it today regarding the virtual meetings. ACC, who made their announcement about their schedule, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? It was yesterday, right?
Yesterday. Then 4:00.
They're going to have to make a change. They're going to have to make a change and make another announcement.
I mean, who are you going to schedule? Who's going to be allowed? And it's going to have to be. It has to be a home game for the ACC school.
Yeah, they're going to have to do an addendum unless they want to play FBS in their state only, cupcake games, and throw a bone to the little guy. That's the only option on the table.
Oh, wait a second, though. What? Who?
Okay, the South Carolina Gamecocks can go play the Citadel.
Furman.
No, you can't do that.
I'm sorry. Clemson. Clemson can play Furman. That's what I'm saying.
UCF can play Florida State.
Or... I don't think that's not allowed because that conference isn't playing.
What conference isn't playing?
There's a lot of those. A lot of the FCS schools are not playing.
I just said UCF can play Florida State.
Okay. Yeah.
USF can play Miami. Elon can play North Carolina.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's the only. Well, I'm not sure, but
I forget what conference is canceled.
Those are still playing for now.
But a lot of the. But you're right. So I guess maybe in Florida, maybe FAU and FIU come into play.
Miami doesn't want to play FIU.
I want revenge. but those two schools, hey, I mean, Willie Taggart at FAU was getting all the NFL alums kin playing for him now. So, but I wonder if that's good. Seriously, FAU, USF, Central Florida, FIU, those four schools, at least for Miami and Florida State, are going to be, if they're going to keep this, but then what do you do? Who does Georgia Tech play? And again, I'm not assuming that they're not allowed. Assuming they're not allowed to play an FCS school.
Georgia Southern.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you can do it, but that's about the only way you can do it. And that would be a great move for the small schools.
What about Syracuse? They play.
Let's think about this for a minute.
New York.
There's only
Buffalo.
I mean, Buffalo. Buffalo. You're right. Yeah, Buffalo's a team. But that would have to be stuff like that.
Hofstra.
Yeah, Hofstra.
Do they have a Hofstra's football program?
They do. I've called a Hofstra game before.
Hofstra's not Division One. I'm assuming just
Division
One. I know this is
going to be one
AA.
Yeah, no. We're mentioning all 1AA schools or FBS.
No, Buffalo's not 1AA. Buffalo's in the MAC. Buffalo's been in the bowl game and won.
Well, is the MAC canceled?
In fact, they won last year with Chris and I when we were on doing the high school basketball.
The Makers Mark Bahama Bowl.
I'm assuming strictly Division One here. I'm not saying that the FCS can't. I'm assuming that it's just going to be Division One.
Running back ran rampant. Yeah. That Friday afternoon.
I don't think you need to assume it's only Division One. If the ACC wants to play an extra game, they almost have to consider.
Now, will these big schools want to come off money in a year where you're not going to make as much money to get that extra game?
Yeah. Because no fans, why pay out $400,000 to the Citadel?
And the ACC, the ACC has already said that extra non-conference game is not going to count at all towards standings. It won't be a tiebreaker or anything like that.
Then the ACC needs to go to conference only then. That's the move. They're going to have to readjust their announcement from yesterday and go conference only.
So, Clemson, South Carolina, annual since 1908. Georgia Tech, Georgia, annual since 1925. FSU, Florida, annual since 1954. And Louisville and Kentucky, annual since 1994. All eliminated
94.
This year.
94. That's 1884 or 1994?
1994.
That's a classic.
I think you eliminate the plus one.
I don't think you need to make it a conference mandate. I think if everybody can abide by it, because remember, part of that rule was the school you're playing outside of the ACC has to adhere to the protocols set forth by the ACC. So that means testing. Yeah. That means everything the week leading up to the game. I think that it gives the schools the flexibility if they've got a good relationship with a 1AA opponent, if they've got some sort of handshake agreement where, hey, we'll help you out, give you that extra game. You help us out because we still don't know about capacity.
Right.
Maybe Clemson is able to have 50% capacity and they want that South Carolina upstate football game just to get another gate revenue, another game on the books. But it gives them the flexibility to make that call locally.
Mm. Sounds good. All right, we'll see what they're going to do. Something fast.
And I imagine the Big 12 is going to follow suit with just having just conference games as well. That's why they canceled.
All right. We have the NBA starting tonight. So we're going to do some NBA trivia for Wikipedia. Attention all listeners. If you know nothing about the NBA, sit this one out.
Which, by the way, the contestant from Tuesday just texted in. He apologized.
My friend Mike?
Yes, Mike apologized.
I've always said to Mike, and I'm not ripping on Mike. I'm not. I love Mike.
It just
Mike
sounds
is a regular.
Like that.
I know it sounds like I'm coming down on Mike, and I'm not, because he's not the. This has happened to many others. I like Mike.
You
want to be like Mike.
I want to be like Mike. But right now, if you know anything about the NBA, be caller number 9.
This year. The Is NBA this, year, this year. If your NBA knowledge cuts off at 2003,
good point, Chris.
You're not going to know any of the answers to these questions.
Yeah, there's not going to be any Celtics Lakers questions from 1985. None of that. All right.
What do you mean, none of that?
None of that. It's all current. Wikipedia is for $15 gift certificate to Twin Cuts. They're open Monday through Thursday, walk in and appointments taken. And they're offering men's cuts, kids' cuts, women's cuts, hair coloring, beard trims, all that. Caller number 9 right now, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's Wikipedia, Shemita Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter, shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. We've got Felix on the phone to play a little trivia here for Wikipedia. Felix, how are you today?
Felix.
I am awesome.
Felix, how old are you?
I'm 31.
What's your favorite NBA team?
That says a lot.
Miami Heat.
All right. That's fine. Just as long as you had one, that was going to be a feather.
Why
in your
did
cap.
That take so long for
I'm
you
not
to
sure.
come
I'm not
up
sure.
with an answer?
I'm not sure Felix is an NBA fan.
I'm from Minnesota, and I'm a Timberwolves diehard fan, but I've been down here in Florida, and I rock Southwest Florida especially, and I rock with the Heat.
All right, good answer. That means you probably know something. Here we go. First one to three correct answers is a winner, and we start with you, Felix. What NBA team currently holds the number one seed in the Eastern Conference?
Ooh, ah. The Raptors?
No, not the Raptors. Not the Raptors.
Close. The Milwaukee Bucks.
It is the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh.
All right. We're warmed up.
Boy.
Pete Shepard.
Yes.
What team currently holds the number one seed in the
Lakers.
Western Conference? Thank you. All right, Felix.
It's going to be short and sweet.
Felix, who is number zero for the Portland Trailblazers?
Oh, my God. His name is slipping on the back of my tongue. Starts with an L.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it does. That's a sign of life. All right, keep it going.
We need the other six letters now.
Hold on, let it come.
The pressure is on when you're
no
on the clock.
No Googling.
Yeah, no Googling. All right.
I can't. You got me.
Pete Shepherd, help him out.
Damian Lillard.
Is the correct answer.
And they have a double zero, too, on that team, if I'm not mistaken.
Do they?
Is that allowed?
I think it's Carmelo. I think Carmelo's wearing double zero.
Is he?
Yeah.
You can have
a
zero
and
a double zero?
He is. Don't you remember? That was out a couple weeks ago.
I didn't know you could do that. All right, Pete Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Who is number two for the New Orleans Pelicans?
Number two for the New Orleans Pelicans. I believe that. I got to make sure here.
Well, don't look it up.
Yeah.
I can't look it up. I don't want to say Zion because it's not him. You said two.
Deuce.
I don't want to screw
layups.
It's not. Nothing is a layup.
They're bunnies.
No, they're not bunnies.
All right, we're running out of time here.
No, we're not running out of time.
The segment is over.
Oh, what's his Lakers? Ball, right? Lonzo.
Thank you.
Yes,
Lonzo Ball.
Well, I don't think it's a layup. I forgot. It just dawned on me that you're still on the team.
All right, Felix, you find yourself in a 2-0 hole here. You really need this one.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you tell me who is the coach of the Toronto Raptors?
They were just here in Fort Myers.
Even Pete's up about the contestants.
Nick. What's his last name?
Oh, what is it?
Nick Nurse?
Yes!
All right. Felix!
That's usually my screaming chant for when somebody won, but that was just getting one. All right.
One for the good guy.
One for the good guy. All right. Pete Shepherd for the win, though, because Pete has a 2-1 lead. If you could get this one right, Pete.
Yep.
Who is the coach of the Phoenix Suns?
Ooh.
Good thing we got this music better. We'd have so much.
He was just on the news the other day.
We have to tighten up the TikTok clock.
Well, no, give other people 30 seconds.
You don't know it off the top of your head.
I know it's an easy one too.
Not really. No, I would handicap this as difficult.
I didn't know this when I woke up this morning.
Somebody just mentioned his name on SportsCenter this morning. It's a sleeper. They think he's going to be. They're going to be a sleeper team. I forget off the top of my head.
So Felix with a chance to steal and tie this up. Felix, can you tell me who the head coach of the Phoenix Suns is?
Monty Williams.
Yes! Ah. Oh my goodness, we are on fire now, cooking with gas. We're tied to two.
Comeback.
This would be a tremendous comeback. Because now the next question is for Felix. For the win, Felix, who is the leading scorer for your Miami Heat?
Give me a second.
Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it.
Sounds like you're relieving yourself.
Jimmy Butler?
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Felix with the cover behind win! Yes! Success on Wikipedia! All right.
I love the text line. Got people ripping me like I'm worse than the contestant airplane. See, I got every question right except one, knucklehead.
You're very Jeez. Sensitive.
Sorry, I don't know Monty Williams. I got every other question right. Leave me alone.
But you lose. Good day, sir. You get
I do.
Nothing as Felix is the winner. Felix, good job. Felix. Way to redeem yourself. That was impressive.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, man. Appreciate it. All right. We got some more here. Let's see.
All right.
Who is the leading scorer, Pete Shepard, of the Philadelphia 76ers?
Can it could be?
It's one of two guys.
Well, I know.
It's actually
Benson,
not.
It's
actually not. One of them is the third leading scorer on the team.
Who's number two?
Tobias Harris.
Is he really? Oh,
yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
So Joel Embiid is the leading scorer.
He didn't answer it.
He did.
I said Joel Embiid.
Like earlier when we were Thirsty Nick and I whispered my answer and nobody heard me. He whispered his answer. I heard it. I'll stick up for you even though you guys try to screw me at every turn. All right. Who is entering the bubble as the leading rebounder in the league? Actually, this surprises me.
Entered the bubble. The leading rebounder in the league is not in the bubble.
No.
What now?
Andre Drummond is actually leading the league in rebounds.
It's Andre Drummond. It's
but
not,
he's not in the bubble. So leading rebounder in the bubble.
Okay.
The leading rebounder that's in the bubble right now.
Yeah.
We brought this a guy I used to like a lot.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Sometimes he shows up, sometimes he doesn't. The immortal Hassan Whiteside.
Yes, that is correct. All right, who is entering the bubble, leading the league in assists per game?
That would be LeBron.
That is correct. 10.6, very impressive.
Yep.
All right, it's an unusual.
Yeah, you know what?
But we made progress.
We're honest here. A lot of people saying that that Felix cheated.
How? Oh, why? He was waiting for Pete to hem and haw. He was Googling answer.
I'm just relaying what's coming through on the text line. I don't think Felix cheated.
I think he won it fair and square.
I don't think he did either.
I think it was
A lot of times people are driving, too. So
yeah.
I don't think they're Googling while they're driving.
All right. Very good. All right. 5 o'clock hot takes by me. Is it 5 o'clock already?
Rick Horro. Yeah. Just got it. Don't forget, Craig.
Okay. Let's run down how we're going to do the top
Steel
of the hour.
Steel trap. Okay. I mean, come on.
So first of all, we're going to come back. We're going to have some bumper music.
Yep.
I'm going to reintroduce the show.
Right.
I'm going to throw it to you for a SportsCenter rundown.
About 34 seconds.
And then we're going to call Rick. We're going to talk to Rick if he's there.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, that's how that, okay. Because I needed a refresher course today for crying out loud. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.